Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Break a leg, have a good show, and obviously one of these days I may listen to one.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Hello there.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy, hoy.
And Lauren, who plays Brenna.
What do you call a D&D party made up entirely of orc bards? An orchestra.
Lauren.
We were all very professional, and then Lauren happened. So how's everybody doing tonight?
We're good.
Good.
I speak on behalf of everyone. We're good.
Yeah. Good.
Don't speak for me.
We elected Kyle to be our, you know.
I didn't vote for you.
Mood.
Yeah. No, I did this by force. It happened as a coup over while you were gone and getting this map ready, and here we are.
That's fair. So, yeah, guys, last week got pretty interesting. You guys interrupted church, which was fun.
And this week we're fighting, what, a priest and a bartender?
Yep. Or was that what it was?
I feel like there's a joke there.
You guys are standing behind this temple, and I think I said to roll initiative.
Yeah.
Yep. Did we?
Yeah.
10.
8.
18. Nice.
17.
18. New beginnings. Season 4, new beginnings.
I might actually roll well in this season, maybe.
Don't.
Oh,
Matt. You just jinxed it.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
I was knocking on wood while doing that.
Doesn't matter.
All right. So, it looks like, Cyrus, you are first to act. You see two people wearing cult robes carrying a person that appears to be unconscious with a bag over their head.
I charge at the one holding the person over their shoulder.
Well, both of them are. They're kind of got him by his arms.
Okay. You said there was, like, the older gentleman and another person?
Yeah, it's the person you recognize as the priest, and then there was the bartender.
I'll go after the bartender because he was very rude to me.
Okay. Are you guys rolling lethal or non-lethal damage?
I'll go lethal.
Okay. Give me an attack roll. That one will be green. If you look at the map, there's green and orange.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can keep the priest alive. He might know more.
Yeah.
21 to hit.
Yeah, 21 hits.
That will be 12 damage.
Okay.
Still standing?
Yes, still standing.
So I'm going to use my bonus action to strike him with the butt of my halberd for a 20 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
That is 9 points of damage, max damage. Nice.
Nice. So what was the total damage on that?
That would be 21.
All right. Next act is Callus.
All right. So Callus is going to go after the orange one, the priest.
Okay.
And I am going to, as a bonus action, I need him to make a deception check, and I have to make an insight check.
Deception check?
Yes.
Ooh, what is
because
that?
I'm using
charisma?
My insightful fighting
Is that
ability.
Charisma? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, charisma.
Okay, he rolled a 4.
All right, well, I can't roll lower than that with my insight. I rolled 26.
All right, yep, he fails.
So that means that I can sneak attack on him without someone being next to him.
Ooh. All right. Is that your turn?
Well, I'm going to stab him.
Or is that
him.
Just kind of your presence? Okay.
How is an 8?
8 misses.
Cool.
All right.
Stand there awkwardly.
All right, Boone.
Okay, so I am going to... I'm going to hit the priest. Okay, we're going to try to do...
So the priest is the orange one.
The orange one? Okay. And then Are we doing non-lethal damage?
It's up
that's
to you.
That's what I was going for, but...
You just have to specify to me before the attack, otherwise I'm going to assume it's lethal.
Okay, yeah, no. I guess for the priest, I'll do non-lethal.
Okay.
And I can do that with my greatsword, right?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
a thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Okay, and I have my dueling, so 11 slashing damage.
All right.
Or I guess not slashing. I don't know, whatever.
That's slashing.
Okay. Well, I didn't know lethal. Is that...
It's fine. You could go for hamstrings or something. Stephanie, I am proud of you for remembering your little bonus. I want you to take inspiration.
Yes! And on this new character sheet, there's a little button. So I'll remember.
All right.
There's a button on the old character sheets, too.
Shut it, Ben.
It's these guys' turns. So, all right. The priest is going to look at Boone. Boone, cool. Which one are you?
I'm the...
That one.
Okay,
that one.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The non-descriptive
so
character.
The priest is going to attack you. He's going to hit you twice with his mace.
Okay.
9.
Does not hit.
And a fucking 8.
No, that doesn't hit either.
Okay. The bartender's going to turn and swing at, is this Cyrus or is this
that's
Kip?
Callus.
That's Callus. Sorry, I'm still learning you guys' tokens.
Yep, Cyrus can attack a square away.
15 plus 4, so 17?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, and then another one. I'm guessing that 9 doesn't hit.
No.
Okay, so 5 damage total, 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And that's their turn. Brenna.
Okay, seeing Boone try to do non-lethal damage, I can't shove a creature. I'm too tiny for that. don't think I didn't think about it. Let's see.
I mean, you could shove someone.
Yeah, I mean, you're a barbarian, right? You're pretty strong.
If you have the strength, you can do it.
Yeah, you literally just, like, run at their legs.
Can I?
The ankles.
Can I do that? Is that cool? Can I trip someone?
Sure.
Okay. So
you can
do
whatever you want.
Thank you. I feel inspiration now. Inspired. There we go. Yeah, I'm going for a green dude, and I'm going for his legs.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. Shoving a creature. I'm gonna make an attack action.
That's athletics check.
Athletics check, okay.
So you're going for a grapple, basically.
Just to trip him, but yes.
More like a topple.
Yeah, yes. I'm going for his legs. So this is athletics check. Oh, no.
And then it's a strength for me?
Uh-huh.
I think strength or dexterity.
Strength or dexterity?
We're going to go strength. 4. I'm rolling turds. I don't think I've ever rolled this bad.
He's knocked prone.
Okay.
And... let's see, because it took me 15 feet to get there. What's my speed? 20?
25, I think.
Can I just jump on top of him?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to try to just jump on top of him and keep him down.
And he says, what you doing? You're meddling in affairs that ain't your business.
Well, you made them my business.
And, Cam.
Okay, so Cam is going to, the guy in green is the non-priest, and he's down or prone, or what's this little symbol mean?
He's prone.
Okay. I'm going to go up to... I can attack from here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to him and turn to the priest and go, don't make us kill your friend. We'll do it. It's fun. And I don't know if that's like an intimidation check to get him to like throw his weapon down or what.
Yeah, intimidation check. You're trying to get him to throw his weapon down?
Yeah, well, basically saying, like, don't make us kill your friend. Like, we'll do it.
Yeah, intimidation.
All right.
You could do intimidation or persuasion, but intimidation.
21.
Works. He looks at you nervously, but he will not drop his weapon.
He says, all right,
if
you
want to talk, we can talk.
I attack his friend.
Do it at advantage because you're flanking?
Wait, did he say we can talk or we can't talk?
If you want to talk, we can talk, but he didn't drop his weapon, and that's not really how surrender works.
Oh, God.
So, I miss, unfortunately.
Well, you have advantage because he's prone.
Yeah,
all right, sure.
He's prone and because you're flanking.
16?
Yes, 16 hits.
Is it rolling the exact same damage? Okay, it is actually rolling. Okay, cool. I just was making sure that my thing wasn't totally fucked. Yeah, so 11 slashing damage.
Lethal or non-lethal?
lethal. I just said we're gonna. I just said we're gonna kill
this guy. What does it look like when you kill this guy?
I slash him across the throat, and he's bleeding out on the ground.
As a gnome is sitting on top of him.
What the fuck, Cam?
the other cultist guy gets a look in his eyes.
I said surrender. I may not have actually said surrender. I meant surrender.
He looks afraid, but he grips his dagger tighter. Cyrus.
I don't feel too keen about killing an older gentleman, so I'm going to do non-lethal damage this time.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm not a battle master, so I can't disarm him or anything like that.
But you're at advantage because you're flanking.
Yep. So this is non-lethal, so I'm like using the pole rather than the blade. Okay.
Or the side of it.
Yep. Does a 13 hit?
13 does hit.
Oh, really? 6 points of damage. And then I whack him with the pole arm. Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
7 points of damage. I'm like, I suggest you listen to my friend here and surrender and drop your weapon.
He says, I can't.
Can't or won't. There's two different, two words there.
Whatever meaning you take from that. All right. Boone.
Wait, you skipped me.
Oh, sorry, I did.
Whoops.
As his eyes kind of glaze over, you hear a voice come out that's not his that says, it's my choice that he keeps fighting.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's great, right? Like, that's a good sign, right?
No.
Not at all.
All right, Collis.
All right. Collis is just gonna ready to stab this guy. Well, I suppose this makes things a bit simpler. At least we got some information out of this.
Did we really, though?
Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
All right. And this is just going for the knockout here. But how about 10 damage?
What does it look like when you kill this guy?
Well, he said non-lethal. So.
Oh, non-lethal? Yeah. What do you do?
I stab him in the foot with my rapier.
Ow.
And then as he's reacting to that, I just elbow him right in the face.
Yep, and he goes with a thud, falls to the ground. The person that had the bag over their head is kind of laying on the ground unconscious.
We should probably check on that person.
I'll do so. I'll take his take the hat, not the hat, the bag off.
Okay.
Can I, while that's going on, can I do a medicine check or something to see if the guy I'm sitting on is dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually when somebody's throat is slit, they're dead.
Sometimes, yeah. Oh, this is five.
You're unsure. You feel no pulse, but you don't know.
Maybe he's only mostly dead.
He could be.
All right. I walk over and I cast Cure Wounds.
On the one that was unconscious?
Yeah, the one that I basically murdered. That is okay. At this point,
well,
would still be
a lot more than 6 seconds passed. So,
well, how many seconds? It hasn't been that long.
Hold on, let me roll.
How many death saves?
Success, fail, fail.
All right, they're dead. All right.
Oh, okay.
Fine. I go to walk over and then I hear, and I'm like, oh well, eesh. Okay. I did warn him.
I'm giving Cam a what the fuck look.
Brenna, when you remove the bag, it appears to be a girl that's about 17 years old with blonde hair.
You mean Cyrus?
Or Cyrus, whoever. I thought, oh yeah, Cyrus is the one that pulled the bag off.
Does she look like the daughter of the guy who I was talking to, Cabot, whatever his name was? Pubalaki? Was that his name?
No, she's a dwarven girl.
Oh, never mind.
But she does appear to be unconscious, just
yes,
and not
she
dead.
Appears to be unconscious.
It's like, does anyone have a way to awake this girl? I do not have any magics for this.
I splash water on her face.
Okay, yeah, here. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Where am I?
You are behind the church.
Or Lane.
The last thing I remember was going to sleep in my room at the Golden Grain Inn.
Yes, that's a haven of cultists. Bad
cultists?
Luck on
cultists.
Yes, you're being abducted by cultists.
I'm being abducted by cultists.
No, you're not. Wow. We saved you. Shut up, Cyrus.
I was just coming through town to bring bread to Bryce's Landing.
Hey, hi. I'm Brenna. Hello. What's your name?
My name is Let me go to the new NPC name. My name is Bangle Madigold.
Bangle, it's yes. Nice to meet you. So,
yes, of the Cinnamon Madigolds.
Marigolds, okay.
Madigolds.
Okay, I'll pretend I know that. So, you might want to leave town, or since it's kind of late, you might want to go to the other inn and get a room for the night.
Perhaps you are right. I shall pick up my wagon and make my way south to Bryce's Landing. I think I can probably make it, in the next few hours. I thank you.
And she pulls out a coin purse and hands it to you guys.
Well, I had it, bitch. I will yank on that scruffy.
Do you know of anybody trustworthy that could escort me back to Bryce's Landing?
When are you going?
Probably right now.
We're kind of strangers to this town, so...
Oh, I see.
I would say us, but we're in the middle of something, and we have to go the other way later.
Got to wrap a couple things up first. Well, return some videotapes.
We're headed back to Bryce's Landing.
All right.
I am more capable than I look now. I should be able to make it on my own. I thank you, adventurers.
Okay. Be safe.
Look me up when you get back to Bryce's Landing.
It may be best just wait a bit until we figure out the situation, and then we'd be more than happy to escort you.
But what if we die?
I'm quite sure that I do not want to be here anymore, but I appreciate it. Thank you, adventurers.
Well, good luck on your travels.
You as well.
And she gets up, brushes herself off, and begins walking in the direction of the bridge that you guys first, when you first came into town. Okay, if you look in the pouch, there's 74 gold pieces and a gem that's probably worth about 60.
Whoa.
And I'm sorry, Sean, what was her name again?
Her name was Bangle Madigold.
Bangle Marigold. Got it.
Name from Casey.
Casey!
So yeah.
By the way, speaking of which, who did the fan art for your little character guy? That's exactly how I pictured him.
right? She did it, and it was awesome. her Instagram is Wishbit. I know her only as Danger Peaches. I don't actually know her name.
Which is the best name. Anyway.
It's a great name, but...
So you guys are now standing behind this temple. You remembered the way to the temple or whatever you were going to as somewhere north of there.
Okay.
What shall we do with this old man? Should we just tie him up and move on to the temple?
Well, I'm putting manacles on him right now and making sure he doesn't have any weapons or anything else, any other weapons on him.
Yes. Anything on the two cultists?
You find a Chris knife on the priest.
They like their Chris knives.
I know, they got a ton of them.
So should we just assume that everyone with one of those knives is evil?
Or all right. Do we need to check the temple and make sure there's no more prisoners? Or do we just need to get rid of the cult problem and then free prisoners? See what I'm saying?
We could attempt to interrogate this priest, but if he is under the influence of some other being, then it may not be worth our time. At least not at the moment.
Oh, Sean, I have a thing called Divine Sense.
Okay.
So I can feel evil presences. So does that mean I can locate it?
How far away?
60 feet.
You recognize the dagger as being consecrated. Okay. By some sort of fiendish energy.
So, more desecrated then?
Yes, desecrated, my bad. I only saw consecrated in the... Well, no, because it was never holy to begin with. So it's just a desecrated weapon. Or consecrated, but it's just an evil god. I don't know, maybe. Does consecrated only mean for good?
I think that's how D&D usually... That's what I thought it was. Gotcha. The D&D has one is good, one is just evil.
So,
gotcha. Yeah, made or declare something typically a church sacred, dedicate formally to whatever. Okay, we'll call it desecrated.
And Matt picked it up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm probably going to go up to him, up to Cyrus, and, you know, grab his hand and, like, smack it and say, put it down. Leave it.
Is there something wrong with the knife? Is it evil or something?
It's not good. Leave it.
Well, you are more in tune with the divine nature of things, so I'll do as you say.
Make me a wisdom saving throw. to set the dagger down. You.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I'm sneezing.
Nine.
You do not want to put this dagger down.
It wasn't me this time, kids. It was not me.
There's a slight problem with that. I can't seem to let it go.
I can
no, it's
cut
not
it
that
off.
You can't let it go. You want to keep this.
Actually, I kind of like it. And plus, I believe in the spoils of war, so I believe I should have it.
I'm going to cut your hand off now, okay? Back up.
I'm not going to lie, it crossed my mind.
And Britta gets her axe ready. She's got her tongue out in concentration. Like, all right.
Sean, is there anything I can do? Like, shake his hand? Like, really hard? Like, what can I do to get rid of it?
You could try and get it from him.
No, because I don't want to touch it.
Then that's on you how you want to handle this.
I'm thinking.
I look at Brenna and it's like, I'd rather not. I'm kind of attached to my hand, Brenna, so I wish to keep it.
You won't be for long.
You're also, Boone, you're especially perturbed by this artifact.
Oh my gosh, I got to figure out a way to get rid of it.
Not even artifact, just like item, dagger. It holds some sort of significance that you cannot put your finger on that is relates to something innately in your being.
Look, we can either stand here and argue about this stupid dagger, or we can go deal with the problem. If we deal with the problem, the dagger will no longer be an issue, right?
Callus, I have a solution.
I do not appreciate your solution, thank you.
I do.
No,
can I just try and grab it out of his hand?
Yeah.
What kind of rolls do you want me to make for that?
This is how we die.
Can I canonically say that I have popcorn and I've pulled it out and I'm eating it and watching this?
Yeah, I guess make me
always,
competing
always
dex.
Popcorn.
Okay.
Competing dex checks?
Yeah.
16.
10.
Yeah, you hold onto the dagger. As he reaches out to grab it, you snatch it back.
As like, Callus, I thought I made myself clear. I like this knife and I wish to keep it.
Oh, can I poke him with the dagger that's in my wrist, like poke at him? Would that make him drop it?
Make me an attack roll.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Matt.
It's becoming PvP.
14.
I have a 15 AC.
Fuck.
Now, Boone, I don't know what's the problem, but I wish to keep the blade, and I'm going to ask you nicely one more time to leave it alone.
So I look at the rest of the group, and I say, guys, we cannot. He needs to get rid of it. We can't continue with it.
I have a solution.
We are not cutting my hand off.
Says you.
I gotta take notes. I'm actually taking notes this season.
Matt's hand
sorry, I like
off.
I'm. I am very this needs to happen, guys. I'm sorry. I'm spending a lot of time on this stupid dagger.
Actually, I think the way this goes is the angrier Cyrus is getting, you start notice like a slight light coming over the out of the eye patch.
Fuck, Matt.
Okay.
Actually, you guys would see a slight darkness, almost like a smoke coming out from behind the eye patch.
Oh yeah, I gotta cut off your arm, buddy. Hang on, I got you.
just do non-lethal damage, Lauren. Like, just
I'm gonna
like
non-lethally cut off your arm. Hang on.
We are not cutting my hand off.
We are not cutting my hand off. She kicks the dirt and walks away. No one ever likes my solutions.
This is why I never wanted to be involved in any of these cult cases. Religion
okay, so
makes
what's
everything
happening?
So complicated.
I don't know. We're trying to get rid of the goddamn dagger.
Why don't...
Okay. Cyrus is getting more pissed.
I'm still chomping down on popcorn.
Where did you get the popcorn, by the way? I'm kind of curious about this.
Always prepared.
You found it behind a movie theater. They just kind of threw it away.
Yeah.
He's got a trash bag
still
with
fresh.
Him.
Yeah, he's got a trash bag of popcorn.
Oh, because don't you have a bag of holding, Kyle?
No, I took the sword. I don't have the bag of holding. I wish I had a bag of holding filled with popcorn, so I'm going to say retcon whatever we have to do to make that be what happened, but no.
Okay, so
how much popcorn would that be in a bag of holding?
Just enough.
Okay, so Callus is probably right. We need to get rid of the problem first and then get rid of the dagger. But I'm telling you, if you go crazy dark eyed stormy on us, I'm gonna do it.
I assure you, I am perfectly in control of my faculties.
Cyrus, this would have happened before. at certain points where you've been irritated.
Can I hit his hand since he got it in work? Like, just like smack it as hard as I can to make him drop it.
You already made that attempt?
I can't try again? Like, give up once, I get one?
You can try again.
Wouldn't I just like put it in my pocket by now?
I mean, I would think so, but I mean, you guys can keep doing what you need to do.
It's like,
okay, I don't know. I'll give up, but like, Sean, I am staying far away from him and I am watching everything he is doing.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Cyrus would just like take the sheath off of one of them, off the cultist, and put it around his belt and have it sheathed.
Make me an insight check, Boone.
Oh my god, I have nothing. A +3 and I got a 7.
Yeah, no. Just appears mad, irritated to you as he puts it away.
Okay.
Some party members you are.
Eh.
I just got here.
You have something that you shouldn't have.
How do you know?
I know.
What right do you have to say what I should and shouldn't have?
Can I sleight of hand this?
Oh,
to
yeah.
To steal it from him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
23.
Would I roll perception?
Perception.
23. Oh, jeez. One time, that fucking rolled well. God.
He sees you as, I'm guessing he ties his purse strings tighter.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, I tried.
You start seeing Cyrus, lift up his eye patch a little bit, and you see more of the glow. He's like, Brenna, would appreciate it if you not tried to steal from me. I thought we were better to this since we were party members.
Well, I was going to cut off your arm a few seconds ago.
Make me an insight check, Brenna.
Insight 21.
Looking at him, you would know that this isn't in his character. Generally, he would listen to you guys and has in the past on certain things. This seems slightly out of character. So,
you feeling okay there, buddy?
I'd be perfectly fine if you stopped trying to dismember me or try to steal items that do not belong to you, but to me.
Hmm. Good to know. Boo, right. Boo, 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 come here.
So are you guys starting to walk towards this temple as you guys are discussing? Or this place?
Yeah, we need to just continue. And then, like I said, I am going to be walking behind Cyrus. And if Brenna wants to have a talk with me, she can.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh yeah. My god, though. How are you going to whisper to me? Like, I'm gonna have to hunch over. Like, 6'2".
I'm 3 feet.
It's fucking Brienne of Tarth and David the Gnome trying to have a conversation.
Oh my god, it fucking is. That is literally my favorite. Okay, done and done.
Pick me up.
Oh, okay, yeah, I pick her up.
Okay.
And sweet. This is so awkward.
Give me a piggyback. I gotta talk to you.
Okay.
Can we please move on?
Everybody, take your headphones off except for Boone and Brenna.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Stephanie, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't know, but we need to get rid. That needs to go ASAP.
In character, guys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Brenna, down. It's. We need to get that dagger. It's so bad.
I think it's taking control of his mind. It's not like him.
I know. We need to find a way. We need to find a way.
So do we need to do this before we get to the cult thing or after the cult thing?
I don't know. Sooner rather than later, but he's on to us right now. Maybe we just continue.
I'm just saying, I could trip him.
And then what? I don't want either of us to touch it.
True. And probably wouldn't be wise to instigate an attack with him.
Not right now. Something's not right.
So listen, let's go ahead and let's get this cult thing resolved. And if he starts getting wonky in the final thereafters or whatever, I'll take him out.
Yeah, Brenna, if he starts acting weird, we need to attack him. Don't hurt him, but he needs to go down.
I'll knock some sense into him. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay, got this? Deal. Yes.
And then we fist bump.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Okay. All right. You guys walk for about 30 minutes. This conversation happens. When you come upon a small, what appears to be almost like house, but smaller than a house,
It appears that it's kind of old, beaten up. There's a lot of the sheaves of hay on the roof have kind of fallen in. But there appears to be a light flickering on the inside as though there is a lantern lit.
This appears to be the place. Would you agree?
You first.
Oh, jeez. I'll go first, and I walk through.
Okay.
Hey, Callus. Callus.
You walk through?
I bet,
okay.
Yep.
So
I bet Tugold, he's going to die first.
All right. Is everybody else entering, or is just one person entering?
I'm going.
We'll follow.
No, they're just going to let me die in here.
Behind everyone.
I need to enable global illumination once
again. Yes, Steph just doesn't trust me.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I was talking about in real life.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a real thing, too. No.
You guys make your way through the front door. There appears to be a lantern lit on the wall. The floor is made of wood. Make me perception checks.
Don't fuck up.
Okie dokie.
15.
All right.
13.
12. Oh, my God, a 7.
13.
Okay, yeah, you guys don't notice much. The floor appears to be made of wood.
Okay.
Fuck. Now we're like, ooh.
Yeah. All right, well, we don't know any of this in game.
Strange material
that
the floor is made of.
Brenna, you would hear a slight dripping as though a faucet dripping from somewhere in this area.
It sounds like there's a faucet dripping, and she's going to go look for it. I'm sorry, I'm a gnome. I'm curious.
Do we really need to investigate the poor construction of this building and not for the cultist?
Hey, do you really need to have that dagger? You know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, for the listeners, this appears to be a small entryway. There's like some hooks on the wall as though there are supposed to be coats hung.
Wait, are the coats hanging currently?
There are no coats. There's just hooks for coats.
I hang my cultist robe up on the hook.
Okay.
I'm going to...
You did it. You solved D&D. We're done here.
I'm going to go up.
His hook. Puzzle.
Can I go up to this?
Solve my hook puzzle.
This, like, around this corner, it goes down a hall, right?
Yes.
Can I start to make like a perception check and try to see?
Yeah,
if I
make
hear...
me another perception hook because you look down.
I'm
the hallway.
Trying to like really carefully listen down that hallway. There it is, natty 20.
Okay, you do not hear anything other than now you are starting to hear a small dripping coming from somewhere ahead and to the right, and there appears to be some footprints of water on the ground. As those people have made their way this direction and back. Actually, just this direction. So the footprints are making their way from the hallway towards the front door that you came in.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to keep slowly moving up and to the right.
Yeah, so as you look left into this little room, there appears to be a table and some chairs with a skull on the table with a candle lit in it.
Ooh!
Keep moving.
Okay. Yes, the next area when you reach the apex of here appears to be a small meeting area. There appear to be some barrels in here as well as some shelves that have some barrel staves. These are very old as though they have not been used in a while and very dusty. The table appears to have been used recently.
Is that like legit an axe on the table?
Is it? No. Oh, no. Those are just like barrel staves and stuff. I didn't notice that was an axe.
Okay.
Actually, tell you what. Yes, there is an axe on the table. It appears to have been used recently. There also appears to be some blood on the table.
Oh dear.
And
a
hand.
Do I still hear the...
And a hand?
There's a hand? Yes. You just throw that part in?
Yep.
I'm going to investigate it.
Okay. The axe appears to have some blood on it.
I don't know what else I'm going to obtain from that.
I'm no crack detective, but I'm pretty sure that axe cut that hand off.
Hey, maybe we need this axe to cut your hand off, Cyrus.
Don't even think about it, little girl.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
You heard me.
Dick punch.
That's exactly what she's going to do.
Coming after you.
She's going to run up and dick punch
him. Before she gets near me, I put the halberd spike right in front of her. Don't even think about it.
You might want to think twice about pointing a halberd at my face. Just a friendly reminder.
You should listen to her.
You know, the more you guys fight, the more I think she likes me.
True statement. I'll remember this. And she's going to walk away.
When did this become Telltale Games?
Right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, okay, so, Cam, as you make your way up, there appears to be a doorway. Through this room, there appears to be a lot of old barrels as well as some more tools for what appears to be making barrels here that have not been touched or used in a very long time.
Okay. Do I still hear the dripping?
Yes. You hear it coming from directly ahead of you in the direction that you're coming, as though it's coming from the next room. Okay. The footprints appear to be wetter as you get further and further here, and you're going the direction that they're coming.
All right. Is this door that's coming in front of me open or closed?
Yes, it is open. It is open.
I'm going to peek through the doorway.
Okay. As you peek through the doorway, there appears to be some barrel refuse in this room. Old broken staves and other pieces, parts. But what's more striking to you is there appears to be some floorboards removed in the corner that lead down into darkness.
Hmm. Well, is it like a step
there's
down?
Also, it's just a hole. There appears to be a large puddle of water from here.
Hmm.
Around the edges of the hole.
Can I light a torch, pull a torch out of my pack and light it?
Yep.
And kind of drop it into the hole?
Make me a con save for your nasty stink fumes to not catch fire. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, I smell okay. I got a 13. No, I don't smell that bad. I'm
just kidding.
Yeah.
You're more of a dust bath kind of person.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I take baths like a chinchilla. Perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So what happens when I look down this hole?
It drops about 15 feet and hits the ground. What appears to be a floor made of stone below you.
That's convenient that it's not filled with wooden barrels. realized I shouldn't have thrown a flaming torch down there.
It kind of echoes through the room below.
How far down did it drop?
15 feet.
Well,
with a
I turn back around and I go, well, I've got an idea. And then I jump in the hole.
Okay.
That's
jump into the hole.
That's not much of an idea.
You find yourself standing on a stone floor. There appears to be a puddle that you land in, and with the you like hit this stone floor. As you look around you, it is dark, but not in impossibly dark. There appears to be a candle somewhere beyond a stone wall that has been crumbled in one area.
Is my torch still lit?
Your torch is still lit. So it's casting light into the room beyond you.
I pick it up, and then I turn up to the hole, and I go, not dead yet.
Is there somewhere for me to like tie a rope off something so we can maybe climb back out of this, Sean?
Yeah, there's different things in this room you could tie off to.
Okay.
Doorknob, or there's some stuff on the wall that you could tie off to that's secured. So you're leaving a rope for yourself to come back out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you, anybody who's climbing down sees themselves in this stone room as well.
I'm going to have my axe out just in case.
Okay. Yeah, so when you guys make your way down here, Cam is leading the way. As you peek between this wall, you see beyond what appears to be a cistern of some kind. A square area that's about, 10 feet by 10 feet filled with water. There appears to be a broken table. And at the base of the broken table, there appears to be a full basin of water. And to the left of this cistern appears to be a bucket on the ground. make me perception checks.
Sure.
Ooh, 21.
5.
14.
Cyrus, you notice a dagger sitting on this table.
Is it a Chris blade?
What? It's not a Chris knife.
I take a look at the deck. It's like,
oh my God, Kyle.
Oh, no. Oh, geez. Are you rolling like me now?
I hope not.
It appears to be untouched by time. It appears to be clean and shiny as though the day it was made.
It's like, ooh, another dagger to the collection. And I pick it up.
Okay. I'm going to push him. Can I push him before he does it?
You didn't see it. You see him walk over there.
Fuck, that's right. I rolled a 9. Never mind. It's fine.
But you do see him pick up a knife now at this point. Pick up a dagger.
And so then I'm probably going to, like, it's not loud, but it's going to be a no!
You're holding it. You feel no compulsion to hold this knife.
What does it look like? Is it just like a nice dagger?
It appears to be a really nice dagger.
And it's like, I don't know what your problem is. This could be worth some money and we could sell it.
Her problem's you.
I think it's just you're stealing all the good stuff.
Well, I suggest we sell it and we could split the profits. I don't know what's so bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look at this dagger.
Okay. I flip it, and the blade's in my hand. In the handles to him.
Yep, he can take it.
I will take it, and like, can I just examine this? Is it?
I mean, you can give me like an investigation on it.
Sure. How's a 23?
Yep. It appears to be of elvish make. It appears to be very nice. everything in this room is pretty much dusty except for the areas that have water. But this is unblemished. It appears to be more than meets the eye.
What do you think? Do you think we could sell it and make some money off of it?
Well, it could. It is very well crafted. Any of you able to tell if this is magical in some way?
So I have a question about this divine sense. Like, I can only do that like once. Like, I don't, because it really doesn't say, huh? Like, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know if it's just something that I've got until I go to sleep. I don't know.
It says long rest, so it's once every long rest.
Yep. Okay, so I did it that one time, and then that's it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
You can do it one plus your charisma modifier times.
So what's your charisma modifier?
I'm looking two.
Two, so you can do it a total of three times per day.
Okay. So I'll probably do it again.
Okay.
The
dagger doesn't appear to have any sort of divine tinge to it, but you do sense great fiendish evil somewhere below you.
Below us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then I'll probably say to the group, the dagger's fine, but something is wrong below us. Something very bad is here.
It might be this place where they're taking all the abducted people and changing them.
Below us? Like, is this cistern here?
I guess I should have said, Cyrus, with your perception and anybody above a 10 pretty much would have noticed a puddle in this corner and footsteps leading from this cistern.
Leading from, not to?
Yes, leading from the cistern to there. It appears as though something made its way from the cistern and up into the area above you.
Go ahead.
No. What I was going to say is probably because I felt that like bad feeling, like I would probably investigate the room further. So do you want like an investigation or?
Yeah, give me an investigation check on just the room in general. You are rolling
six.
So bad tonight.
I know.
It appears to
I
be everything
Matt.
That you've seen so far.
And I'm rolling awesome.
I know. Like, oh my God, I cannot play the next couple years like this, guys. I'll have to quit.
You're getting it all out of the way now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Remember
anyway,
how
so
awesome Matt was at the finale at the end of last season.
That's true.
You're just saving up.
I'm okay with that. So I guess I don't see anything unless a six gets me something, Sean.
No.
Okay,
a six
cool.
gets you what you've already seen, which is pretty much nothing.
So then I'd probably say to everyone, we need to investigate the room.
Carlos is going to go take a look at this cistern. Does this seem like hole that is super deep?
It appears to just be water. It's oddly still. And as you peer down into it, it goes into darkness.
Because Boone suggested investigating the room, I'm going to also do one as well. Don't hold your breath, kids. 10.
I think Cyrus would investigate the cistern itself.
10? You don't see anything, Brenna.
Okay.
Outside of what you've already seen. Cyrus, when you look into
roll it... Roll a 15?
It appears to go down into darkness. It appears deeper than you think it would need to be.
It appears we need to go through here, I would think, because of these footsteps, but I have no way of seeing into the dark. Does any one of you?
I chuck my torch down it.
As the room goes into darkness.
Nicely done, Cam.
Maybe I do as a gnome. Let me look. I think it's a racial thing.
Yeah, you and me can see in the dark.
Yeah.
I think I can see the... No, I can't, actually. That's right. I'm a human.
The room just appears much grayer than it was before.
But the water goes beyond our dark vision?
What? Yes, the water goes past dark vision.
This appears to be quite deep, despite the sudden loss of light.
I'm not a big fan of getting that wet.
You jumped into everything, but a little water scares you?
Is it because that this will probably be your first bath in months?
Weeks. But no, I'm just not a fan. I don't want to do it. Somebody else do it.
Well, I can't see. So unless someone's willing to lead me through the water, I see no way of us successfully navigating the cistern.
Can I tackle him in? I'm kidding.
I thought about pushing him in. I'm not gonna lie. Like, just fuck you, Matt.
What did I do?
You picked up an evil dagger.
And you called me small, so
you do have a dick punch coming your way.
Oh, you do.
It's gonna be like in a week, and she's just gonna hit you in the dick. As soon as she knows you're not evil.
Hey, Silas, your dagger have any effect on this?
You mean the one that took off those cultists?
Yeah, try holding it in your hand, sticking it in the water, see if anything happens.
You should throw it in there.
I'll dip it in there, but I will not throw it in there. I don't know why you constantly think of me trying to get me to get rid of this dagger.
Because you're shitty.
Okay.
And you're small.
No.
Oh, yeah, she's pushing him in there now.
Killed,
sorry, kids.
My dude.
Oh my god.
Well, she's being rude to Cyrus.
All right. So, are you pushing him in?
Yeah, I'm pushing him in.
Okay.
What did we decide that was earlier? Acrobatics?
Athletics.
Oh, either way, it's the same. That's an 8.
She tries to tackle you in, but she will not.
Oh, yes! My God!
Oh, yes. Yes. You tackle him, and he stumbles over the side, and with a sploosh, he falls backwards into the water.
You stupid gnome.
Are you wearing heavy armor?
Scale, yeah.
Okay.
Medium armor.
You begin to sink. As you see him kind of sink into this water. Wait, did you just go... So you got some water in your mouth when you did that.
Yeah.
Make me a con save.
Oh boy.
Shit.
Sorry, Matt.
No, you're not.
New character.
14.
Okay. You turn into like a water snake. You guys all see him turn into a water snake as you begin to feel a compulsion to swim downwards.
The fuck? Okay.
I'm gonna look up. So and, like, you begin swimming that? Downwards as you see guys see him turn into a water snake and he swims downwards.
So is it a water snake with an eye patch?
Yes.
I'm gonna look up and like, oops.
It looks fun again.
I was not expecting that.
Is he
I wasn't
what
either.
I was expecting, but not that.
Do you think he's like
an
evil snake now, or?
I mean, to be honest, we could always just leave him, I guess. But that's probably not the right thing to do.
And you say Cyrus is being the dick.
No regrets.
Anybody doing anything?
So, what do we think? Over under on this killing us all, or being fun? I mean, leaning towards the water.
Kalos sighs.
The water immediately goes still again as you peer into it.
Leaning closer.
Kalos sighs and jumps in.
Okay.
I'm going to shove
you jump
in.
Too.
I jump in.
Okay. Do you take a mouthful of water or are you holding your breath?
I am going to try holding my breath.
Okay. Are you trying to swim down?
Yeah.
Okay. You're swimming and you're swimming and you're swimming. How long do you want to swim down?
I don't know how far down am I going. At some point, I'm going to just probably, like, cough or something and take some water in my mouth, so...
Okay. Make me a con save.
Good. I'm good at these. 14.
Kate, you turn into a water snake and you feel the desire to swim downwards. As you see another water snake ahead of you swimming downwards. And then all of a sudden, you don't see the water snake anymore. And as you keep going, your vision goes black, and, yeah, we'll see what everybody else does.
Boo!
I lean over the water, and I just cup, like... I'm leaning on the edge, and I just cup a mouthful of water and take a sip.
Yep, con save.
Con 14.
19.
You turn into a water snake, but you do not feel the desire to swim downwards. You have your own choice of what you'd like to do here.
Can I talk still, or no?
You can talk, but everybody hears...
And then I go chasing after the other two.
Okay.
I'm looking at Boone.
Renna...
You swim and you swim and you swim until you see complete darkness, and then we're cutting back to the other two.
Well, I guess we can travel as a party of water snakes.
On a count of three? Do we just want to take a drink at the same time and just count of three go in?
Agreed. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so two.
Yeah. So we're going to, like, I'm going to take my cup out, okay. And I'll... Yeah, or no, I'll do it with my hands. That's fine. And I'll like cheers her with my hand.
So on the count of three, Brenna, con save.
Okie dokie. Oh, boy. 17.
17. You do not feel the need to swim down. You are just a water snake. Boone.
Oh, five.
Boone. Well, no, I wasn't going to request it from you. The water burns in your mouth as your throat begins to burn with a thousand fires. As you cough and sputter and then all of a sudden grow calm as you feel like a warmth in your throat.
Oh, boy.
And you don't turn into a water snake. You turn into a different kind of serpent. You turn into a small, opalescent, snake-like creature with wings. You do feel like you could breathe underwater, though.
Okay. So, like...
You feel calm now as well.
Okay, so I'm not panicked anymore. This is okay. Like, this is okay. Feel
you feel reassuring presence.
I was like, this is not cool, my dudes. Okay, then I feel good, and I guess I'll go into the water.
As though something is trying to protect you at this moment.
Oh, okay. So, I guess can I talk to Brenna? Like, can you talk in snake?
Like, you feel like you can speak with her telepathically.
Okay. So, I'll say, Brenna, let's go. I'll keep us safe. Everything will be okay.
She slithers closer.
Yeah.
As you guys both begin to slither and then swim down this tunnel, your vision goes completely dark, and that's where we're going to end this episode.
Shit.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
Matt, all right. I'm sorry.
We're slithering snakes. All right. So... Thank you, and as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join the conversation on our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. Message us on Facebook. Join our Discord, which is still quite busy, and people are joining at a pace that makes me slightly uncomfortable, but I like it, which is turtle.fyi/discord. And you can also join Sean's drop-in D&D Discord, which is turtle.fyi/adventure, which is also quite happening. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopchamps. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.